Trump and Fiora.
I didn't even think about, holy shit, I didn't even think about that. Okay, we are going down the rabbit hole. I made the mistake this morning of going on the internet, and there's just so much. This has nothing, just, we're just gonna go down the fucking rabbit hole today.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. I suggest you look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
I also suggest you shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep
either
it company.
You
finally, I suggest that I am wrong. No, God damn it, I fucked that up. You are wrong. Yeah, all right, we're off to a great start. Now see, if I was a pussy, I'd go back and I'd change that. I'd just start the podcast over again or something like that. But the great one doesn't have time for that shit. Great one, it doesn't have time to make fun of things on the internet either, but he's going to do it anyhow. The great one also apparently didn't have time to adjust the microphone before starting the recording. So the great one's going to do that now, because apparently he's a dumbass. So I set everything up to do the cast, and then I realized, well, wait a minute, moron. You're going to be looking at the computer screen while talking, therefore the microphone needs to be angled appropriately so that you can do these two things at one time. Well, three things if you count drink a mug of hot tea. Good morning, children. All right, it's me, it's the great one. Let's get fucking rolling here. Where do we even start? I got some listener email from, why am I spacing this man's name? Got a listener email from Edward. He sent me a link to a video, which we're actually not going to do today. I will talk about this video in the near future. By the way, I'm the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Been podcasting for 14 years, longer than the Third Reich existed. And I'm right. I'm always right. I've never been wrong. And you can send me email. You can tell me what a hateful person I am. You can send that email to God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, and cats are better than dogs, despite things you may have heard from some other people on the internet. Those people are wrong. So I got this email from Edward. Edward sent me a link to a video, which I watched. Thank you, Edward. This is on the agenda. And I know, guys, I need to do a listener email episode. It's piling up. Everybody claims they get a lot of email because you're trying to sound important. No, it's true. I've lied about that myself in the past. And then thank you, Frank Servi, for retweeting my shit over on the Twitterverse, where I still haven't been canceled, censored, whatever the fuck you call it. New emails to read. I have about 30 listener emails that I need to read. All right, so anyhow, I watched his video. Well, it's not his video. I watched the link he sent me. And from there, I look over in the right-hand column of the other videos. And down the rabbit hole we go. There's this video. I'll put it in the show notes. It's from Black Wolf Company that I don't know anything about. And it's called The Fall of SS Sniper Wolf. Now you're saying to yourself, great one, who is SS Sniper Wolf? I don't fucking know. I'm 11 and a half minutes into a 29 minute video. This is all I know about the situation. I don't know who any of these people are. It's just fascinating to me, the fucking drama. SS Sniper Wolf is some chick with a YouTube channel and she plays games and people give her money because she has titties. Okay, so she's a thought. She's a chick on the internet making money. And apparently she hates some people and they hate her and so forth and so on. Here's the two parts of this I find interesting. First part is that we have all this technology and this is what we do with it, right? You cannot overcome the pettiness and the selfishness and the stupidity of humans. It just cannot be overcome. We've got all this fantastic technology, and what's being done with it? Drama on the internet. Because people have nothing else to do or something. I don't know. The other part that fascinates me, and remember, I don't know anything about these people. I'm making an assumption, and this is an assumption. That SS Sniper Wolf is a leftist social justice warrior. I don't know this for a fact. And I am assuming that whoever this Black Wolf company is, this guy is a right winger. So apparently, according to this, I'm assuming that what he's saying in the video is true. Apparently, some guy on YouTube made a video criticizing SS Sniper Wolf. Now, of course, we know that white women in North America cannot be criticized. And so SS Sniper Wolf filed a DMCA. She used lawyers, the threat of lawyers, the threat of force, the threat of violence, the state, to force him to remove the video. Okay, so then some stuff happened and some other stuff happened, and then apparently she came out and accused him of being a sex offender, which, you know, is the next step. This is what all... There's two things that all scumbags resort to. Racism and sex offender. You're a racist. Not racism is saying you're being... But accusing other people of being a racist, right? When you can't argue with another person's point of view, you either call them a racist or a sex offender. And I'm tired of the racist thing also. I'm tired of that. Because that's virtue signaling. And you know, here's the thing, I thought about this. Everyone who accuses somebody else of racism is virtue signaling. I mean everyone, because we've all heard this before. The right-wingers go, well, Democrats are the real racist. Okay, that's called virtue signaling. Stop. Stop calling people racist and sex offenders and just argue against whatever points they have. And we know why you don't do this, because you can't argue against their points. So the whole, you're a racist, you're a sex offender, and I suppose Nazi goes in this too, you're a Nazi. We'll make it three things that I'm done with. When someone calls you one of those three things, you should probably just ignore them because they're stupid. They have no fucking actual counterpoint. So anyhow, she calls him a sex offender, and he sues her, and she starts whining about how he's suing her and using lawyers. And I'm thinking, hold on. You, a woman, a white woman from North America, used lawyers to make him take down a video on YouTube. But then when he uses lawyers to try to get you to shut up and stop calling him a sex offender, she's on here calling him immature and a little boy and saying he's run crying to lawyers and all. And I'm like, what? I was about to ask the question, do you women have any self-awareness? And then I remembered, no, you don't. No self-awareness. Anyhow, there's that little bit of drama. So now from there, we're just going to cruise down the list here as I started clicking on things and looking at things and all this other stuff. Just hang in here with me, guys. It's going to get funny. Trust me. Where is... So I get these notifications from the Twitterverse. What's happening? All right, here we go. Let's scroll down. Trump faults Democrats for deaths of children at the border. In his first public statement regarding the deaths of two young Guatemalan children who died this month in the U.S. border, something, something, something. I'm not following the link because it doesn't matter. Okay, here we go. Once again, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Apparently, I am, as we know, the great one does not do current events. Apparently, Donald Trump is going to pull the military out of Syria, is what I'm hearing. All I know is what I've seen on Twitter. And the fascinating part, once again, is how leftists are all upset that he's going to pull the troops out of Syria. Wait, hold on. Aren't you guys anti-war? Aren't you supposed to be against sending troops to other countries? When Donald Trump shot missiles into Syria, he was a terrible person. Now that Donald Trump wants to pull troops out of Syria, he's a terrible person. Once again, do you people, I use the term people loosely, do you actually have a thought-out, rational, consistent position slash worldview on anything? Or is it just a matter of whatever Donald Trump is in favor of, we are opposed to? In case you're wondering, to restate the Great One's position on the military in foreign countries, there should be none. All United States soldiers and airmen, otherwise known as chairman, because it's the chair force, they don't do anything. Fuck you, Air Force. Ha ha, yeah, yeah. Even Navy squids are better than the Air Force. All United States soldiers and airmen should be based on American soil. And our Navy should be patrolling international waters and our coastlines. And we should not be shooting anybody. And no, we should not be over there trying to save other countries or bring them democracy or any of this other horse shit. See, here's the... Oh, God. You know, here's the problem. Everything comes back to... I didn't want to talk about racism. Great when you're a racist. But I can't avoid this because everything comes back to this. Okay, I have to hear about how all these people in these countries like Syria are equal to me, but then why do white people have to go over there and kill and be killed in order to bring them peace and prosperity? Why can't they fucking do it themselves? God damn it. I am so sick of my tax money having to bail out everyone on the fucking planet Earth. And in the process, my freedom being restricted, right? You know, if the American army financed itself and they just wanted to go over there and bail out people in other countries, fucking go for it. But when you're taking my money to do it and you're restricting my freedoms to do it, fuck, just not, but everything comes back to this. Anyway, the other thing I've heard, I don't know how true it is. I'm at the gym yesterday where I did squats. My form was completely shit. So I had to stop doing squats shitty and I dropped my weight way down. And now I'm doing squats. I'm going ass to the grass, as they say, apparently all the way down. And holy shit was I sore the rest of the day. So I'm at the gym and the TVs are playing over there and the volume is off, but I can see the picture. And lo and behold, I don't know what's going on. Apparently the government is shut down. The federal government is shut down because Donald Trump hasn't done something. We know it's Trump's fault. It can't possibly have anything to do with anybody else in the government, but the government is shut down. I didn't notice. So are you saying, the federal government is shut down, so there's no soldiers in foreign countries shooting people? There's no flying robots launching missiles at any of these third world Muslims that you claim you care so much about, yet you don't care enough about them to, I don't know, stop paying taxes, overthrow the government, you know, pass an amendment that says we can't bomb other countries without a formal declaration of war. Oh, wait, that's actually in the Constitution already. The Constitution just doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, you care so much about those brown people, just not enough to stop the military from killing them. Oh, you are so virtue signaling. You're so cute when you virtue signal. So the government is shut down. I hadn't noticed. Did you notice? Does this mean we don't have to pay taxes since the government is shut down and not providing us with any service? I don't know. Anyhow, according to the Twitterverse, the royal we are pulling out of Syria and the government is shut down. I'm not vouching for the truth of any of this. Back to this bullshit. So I didn't follow any of these links. I'm just reading what's here. Here's my question. Trump blames Democrats for deaths of children at the border. Is it possible? We already know the answer. There's a picture of a child. I don't know if it's actually one of the child who died or not. They're Guatemalan children. Is it possible? And we know it isn't. Is it possible to consider holding the parents responsible for what happened to their children? Why, no. No, of course it isn't. See, the Democrats say Donald Trump did it, I'm sure, because Donald Trump went down here and killed these two children. And Donald Trump is saying the Democrats did it, because of course the Democrats, they went down there and the Democrats killed these two children. Why is everyone so fucking terrified to hold parents accountable for their children? Why is this so fucking scary to you people? How about we hold the fucking parents responsible? Oh, we can't do that, can we? Is it because one of the parents is a woman and they can't be held accountable? Is it because the parents are brown? Brown people can't be held accountable. Is it because they're from a third world? Third world country people can't be held accountable. Why is it that they cannot be held accountable for their children? Distribution of LA Times and other major papers disrupted by computer virus. Oh my God, how will we get our news? How will we ever know what's happening in the world? Here's an important one. Nick Jonas and Pipira Chopek share photos from their family ski trip. The newlywed couple enjoyed a vacation in the mountains alongside Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Oh my goodness, this is really important. I'm happy Twitter is telling me about this. And Lady Gaga kicks off Vegas residency and more celebrity tweets. Oh my goodness. Wow, it's so awesome. All right. Angelina Jolie isn't ruling out a career in politics. During an interview with BBC Radio 4 today, the actor hinted at making a move into U.S. politics and even a possible, it doesn't, but I guarantee it says possible run for the presidency. That's what we need. We need some more actresses who got roles in movies by having sex with people to get into politics, because that obviously qualifies you to make social, political, economic, philosophical decisions that affect ultimately, because we are an imperial country, we are an empire, we have military bases all around the world, we kill people with missiles launched from flying robots, while many of you virtue signal how much you care about those dead people, our country does do those things and thus does affect the lives of all 7 billion people on the planet Earth. And the fact that Angelina Jolie put Harvey Weinstein's cock inside of her mouth obviously qualifies her to be president of the United States. Speaking of people qualified to be president, Former President Obama shares his favorite books, movies, and songs of 2018. Oh boy. And parents of Iowa student whose death stirred anti-immigrant hate take in child of Mexican immigrants. The parents of Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts adopted the son of Mexican immigrant farm laborers. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. This one we had to follow. This one I had to go Google it. This is, once again, guys, this is the virtue signaling. When their white daughter was killed by a brown person, they came out and said, don't make this about race. Don't make this about racism. Don't make this about immigration. And then they adopt a brown kid. Once again, so we don't want to make it about skin color. We don't want to make it about racism. We don't want to make our daughter's death about illegal immigration. But then we're going to adopt the brown kid. Not a white kid, not a black kid, not a yellow kid, a brown kid. Not just a brown kid, but wait, let's read this. Let's go through this. The mother of Molly Tibbetts, the University of Iowa student whose disappearance and killing attracted national attention, has taken in the son of Mexican immigrants who worked with her daughter's accused killer, according to a Washington Post report. He's only an accused killer. I don't know. Has he actually been proven? I don't fucking know. I could type it into Google and find out. I don't care. Just pointing out, they're saying accused. Is he really accused? Has it been an established fact? I don't know. But you see, not just a brown kid, but a brown kid from parents who worked with... I mean, you can't get more virtue signaling than that. You can't make it more about race and illegal immigration than that. But it gets better. In a story published Friday, the Post reported that Laura Calderwood... Who's Laura Calderwood? Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, hold on. What? Laura Calderwood, whose daughter Molly Tibbetts. Oh, well, wait. Why would the mother and the daughter have the same last name? I forgot. Feminism. Laura Calderwood has brought into her home Euselix Felix, a 17-year-old boy whose parents worked alongside murder suspect Christian Bahal Rivera, I totally fucked up the guy's name, at a dairy farm in Brooklyn, Iowa. So they did not adopt a small child. They adopted a 17-year-old. But wait, it gets better. After Rivera's arrest, Ulysses, that's the 17-year-old boy, Ulysses' parents fled town for Illinois and left behind their American son, a high school boy, according to the Post. His parents fled town after Rivera was arrested. Why would his parents flee town after Rivera is arrested for murdering someone? Well, obviously they were completely innocent of any form of crime whatsoever. Because people who are innocent of crimes, well, they flee town all the time when someone else gets arrested. I know here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, every time someone gets arrested, all kinds of people just flee town and run off to fucking Illinois. Let's go back to parenting for a moment, shall we? So these two kids die, whatever, at the border or whatever that Donald Trump is blaming the Democrats for. We can't blame the parents. But they're obviously great quality parents. They took their small children into a situation where the children died. That's some awesome fucking parenting skills. This 17-year-old kid's parents ran off and left him behind. Just abandoned their kid. What the fuck? And hold on, where are all the fucking virtue signaling faggots who are worried about separating families? Well, when the families separate themselves, is that okay? They just ran off and abandoned their 17-year-old kid. All right, we're out of here. See ya. The fuck? And thank God the kid's gonna, you know, be kept alive so that he can reproduce and pass on this DNA that has within it abandoning your own children. Because God forbid we allow any natural selection to take place in the gene pool. We just can't have that. Whoa, hold on a second. They ran off. I may have just made a connection here. Ulysses' parents fled town for Illinois. Okay, right here in my updates from the Twitterverse, it says, investigators find 500 more Catholic clergy accused of sexual abuse in Illinois. Maybe that's why they went to Illinois, because they could get some young boy butt. Oh, speaking of the government being shut down, I thought because we was there. What you need to know, Senate passes criminal justice bill. Elon Musk underground test tunnel. So if the government is shut down, in addition to no flying robots shooting missiles and no American soldiers shooting people and getting shot, does that mean the welfare has been turned off? Does that mean that welfare recipients are not getting their money? Does that mean that Elon Musk isn't getting his subsidies this week? Is that going on? Well, the government is shut down. Oh, so Elon Musk is actually having to make a profit this week in order to keep his company going? Is that happening? I doubt it. Business names blind worm-like amphibian after Donald Trump. Oh man. Once again, it's just, this is what you've got. We're going to name this blind amphibian after Donald Trump. See how clever we are? Because see, Donald Trump is blind because he has a different worldview than we do. And we're so tolerant and diverse and enlightened, and we're so much smarter than everyone else. And that's why we want to force other people to have the same opinions we do, because we're better than them. Because we believe in equality and egalitarianism. So we're going to name a blind worm-like amphibian after Donald Trump to show everybody how amazingly clever we are. Are we going to invent electric cars that actually work? Are we going to come up with nuclear power that's safe and effective and doesn't melt down a weight that actually already exists? It's just that people are stupid and they're afraid of nuclear power. I don't know. Are we going to do something about ending the murder of brown Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots? Oh, no, wait, that was totally okay when Obama was president. No, we're going to name worms after Donald Trump to show everybody how amazingly clever we are. We're so clever. Look how clever we are. Nevada becomes first U.S. state with a female majority legislature. Nevada, nice knowing you. I think this should be an interesting case study. Nevada, majority female legislative branch. Just saying, maybe we should keep an eye on Nevada and see what happens there. Okay, going a different way down the rabbit hole of the internet this morning. So from the fall of SS Sniper Wolf, I saw this video with Brittany Pettibone. Now, I don't know who Brittany Pettibone is. Actually, I saw Stefan Molyneux has an interview or something with her, which just came out in the last couple of days here. I haven't watched it. So it's like, all right, she looks fuckable. So I click on it and we go to some stuff. Here we have Brittany Pettibone's channel. She wrote a book. She's written a book. The book is, what is the book? What Makes Us Girls? Well, pretty sure it's the vagina and the boobs and the estrogen and some other stuff. It's the chromosomes, sweetheart. It's the chromosomes. I don't know. Maybe it's a good book. Maybe I would read it. I would agree with it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Looking at her YouTube channel. Dating outside your religion. Can it work? Surprise. I wrote a... Then we get fake female friendships. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, all female friendships are fake. Because as we know, nobody hates women more than other women. Do women fit well in politics? Well, Brittany, we're going to find out in the state of Nevada. It's going to be like a little test case right there. How well do women fit into politics? I don't know. Here we have a video, Society Doesn't Care About Fathers Anymore. Yeah, okay. Women want love, men want respect. Okay. Video games or kids, you can't have both. Mm-hmm. Women are losing their femininity. Yeah. Why is dating becoming so difficult? Why many men are hesitant to approach women? Oh, here she is pimping up with Laura Southern. Yeah, that had to happen. Anyway, so there it is. There's that. So I saw another link on Brittany Pettibone there. So I click on this and it takes me to Rational Wiki. Okay, this is hilarious. Here's some more shit I'm tired of. People who use, how do I phrase this? Examples, okay? If you have to lead with the fact that you're an atheist, right? I mean, I am an atheist. I don't think there's an invisible man up in the sky. I don't fucking lead with this, right? If you have to lead with the fact that you're an atheist, you probably put bananas up your asshole. And most of the people I know who lead with the fact that they are an atheist also just coincidentally happen to be pieces of shit. I follow this link to rationalwiki.org. Okay, so if you have to call your wiki Rational Wiki, That tells me you're going to be biased as fuck. Because this is the sort of thing leftists lead with. I'm an atheist. I'm rational. I'm not racist. So the Rational Wiki, in case you hadn't heard of this before, I haven't heard of this before. Is a left-wing social justice warrior website devoted to attacking anyone who is different from them because of diversity tolerance. Brittany Alicia Mercedes Pettibone, it's actually kind of a hot name, is an American young adult fiction writer. God, which apparently she did. I stalked her on the Amazon, and let's say she wrote some Hunger Games style book or something. Good God, anyone can churn out a fucking young adult fiction novel these days. It's the thing. She is an alt-right commenter. She is a Schrodinger's white nationalist. No, I don't know what that means either. And overall conspiracy theorist who refers to herself as an American nationalist, which is in quotes. Oh, this leads to a link at the wiki for code word. Oh, let me guess. American nationalist is a code word. It's a dog whistle. I think I've almost figured out what dog whistling means. Example code words. Here we go. Biological reality, used by various groups who claim that science sides with them, even if their understanding of science is oversimplified, outdated, or irrelevant to the topic at hand. Oh, you mean like global warming? Most commonly used to defend gender roles or justify racism. Because you can't go. More than what? 7 or 8 minutes without racism being thrown in your face. Racism, homophobia, transphobia, and ableism. Right, see, it's not a biological reality that there is a genetic chromosomal difference between men and women. That is oversimplified, outdated, and irrelevant. Cultural enrichment. This is a phrase used by white supremacists to refer to works of fiction that portray people of color, LGBT people, and women in a positive light and as a snarl word against the above mentioned. I've actually never heard anyone use the phrase cultural enrichment. Ethics in games journalism. I've never heard anyone use this phrase either. Possibly the clearest example ever of neatly wrapping a raving bunch of nuttery under a neat code phrase. Who could be against ethics? Well, leftists are against ethics. Leftists claim to give a shit about brown Muslims in third world countries while supporting a half-black president who murders those Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. Do you people not understand why I despise you? Are you really this dumb? Anyway, that goes on. I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to go there. Okay. Her prominence among the alt-right is generally due to her status as a sort of white power Barbie. It says behind that, citation not needed. So this is a very unbiased and rational website. This is the point. When you're leading with, this is the rational wiki. So far, what we have is name calling. Her stat, she's a white power Barbie. Citation not needed. Hey, guess what, guys? You're idiots. Citation not needed. Citation not needed. I like that phrase. She is engaged to European identitarian, Martin Selner. Oh, so in other words, you guys are jealous because she could actually land a man. I understand that. Pettibone was born in California, to Theodore and Sabrina Pettibone with seven siblings. Her father was a candidate for governor of Kansas under the Reform Party. She rose to prominence for her support of Donald Trump. Once again, Donald Trump making women famous. Along with her promotion of nutcase theories such as white genocide. So you see, this is a nutcase theory. No one is, trying to encourage white people not to breed. No one's encouraging white people to adopt brown children to replace their white children who were murdered by brown people. No one's telling white people they shouldn't reproduce. Yeah, see, this is a conspiracy nutcase theory. And Pizzagate, because it's impossible for politicians to be pedophiles. Completely impossible. She is also a supporter of Russia against NATO and the modern West. Pettibone's posts on white genocide often include Israeli and communist flags flying in the background. Citation needed. Jewish Bolshevism. Is this intentional? That's a question. So Pettibone's posts about white genocide often include Israeli and communist flags flying in the background. Is this intentional? All right, so Jewish Bolshevism is an anti-communist and anti-Semitic canard which alleges that the Jews were the originators of the Russian Revolution. So wait, hold. This is not very rational. First of all, her posts aren't going to have anything flying in the background, I don't think, unless it's like, do you mean her videos? Okay, but if there is Israeli and communist flags flying in the background, does that mean she supports Israel and communism? Or she's flying Israel and communism because she's against it? And it says citation needed. Okay, look. This is something, how can you need a citation on this? This is a rational wiki. If she has a post, whatever a post is, and it has an Israeli flag flying in the background, whether they mean a post on the website or a video, whatever the fuck it is, you can screenshot it. This is not something you need a citation. It either is or it isn't. You either have evidence that there's an Israeli flag flying in the background or you don't. How do you need a citation on this? Oh, that's right, because you're rational. See, we're really smart here at the Rational Wiki because we lead with rational. See, I'm smarter than all of you because I lead with atheist. See, I'm better than all of you because I lead with calling you a racist. Continuing the apparent alt-right trend of writing shoddy fiction with the suffix day, which leads to a page on Vox Day and an extensive attack on him. Pettibone is co-author of the Hatred Day book series alongside her twin sister, Nicole. There's a sex fantasy. I would bang both of them at once. Pettibone has very strong ties to the alt-right, despite claiming that she herself isn't a racist. Oh, let's click on racist. Let's see how the Rational Wiki defines racism. Racism is the belief that humans can be meaningfully defined into biological ethnic categories in order to separate supposed superior from inferior races and or generally showing discrimination or hostility against a person on the basis of their race. She co-hosted a webcast called Virtue of the West with British white supremacist Tara McCarthy, one of the most extreme racists on YouTube. Its GoFundMe was taken down by the site as promoting hate speech. Pettibone has also been a guest on McCarthy's Reality Calls website. Unsurprisingly, her actions led her to be listed on the ADL's hate group list. Pettibone responded that BLM, Antifa, and BAMN, I don't know who that is, were the actual violent extremist groups. It's just name calling. This is not rational. Code words. What is this? This is her. Let me draw this. Let's go on to Theodore over at the Rational Wiki. Theodore is Vox Day. He's a far-right edgelord blogger and professional internet troll who is formerly a minor science fiction author, game designer, and musician. Today he is mainly known for blogging in support of alt-right, neo-fascist, and white supremacist politics. Vox ironically refutes claims of being a white supremacist or neo-Nazi by asserting that he is an American Indian in ancestry and merely supports the principles of ultra-nationalism. Once again, so everything leads with racism. And part of the problem with this is that, though, and this is one more reason, those of you on the right, you can't win. You've lost. You cannot win. You're so terrified of being called a racist that when that gets thrown at you, you just shit yourself and everything comes to a grinding halt. And that's why this shit works. This is all they've got. What are they leading with? We're the Rational Wiki. We're rational. Then they go into name calling. What's the first name they call everybody? Racist. He claims to be a member of Mensa, have an IQ over the so-called genius threshold. If true, this demonstrates at least one of two things, showcasing how allegedly smart people can make a living saying very stupid things, and that the IQ test is severely overrated as a measure of actual intelligence capability. Well, now see, again, this is racist, because if you're claiming the IQ test is severely overrated as a measure of actual intellectual capability, that's anti-Semitic. Because we all know that Jews, yes, let's get some Jew in here because I'm a racist. We all know that Jews have much higher IQs than white people. That explains why Jews are so prominent amongst the rich and the famous and the CEOs. Well, maybe not the famous. Amongst the rich and the CEOs of corporations, right? Even Jordan Peterson told us this. And hey, Jordan Peterson, he's an expert on lobsters. If Jordan Peterson says it's true, it must be true, right? He wrote that whole thing. Yeah, Jews are overrepresented because they have higher IQs. But now here at the Rational Wiki, they're saying here that the IQ test is severely overrated as a measure of actual intellectual capability. Well, this sounds like anti-Semitism to me. The Rational Wiki is racist. See, everybody can play this game. Everybody. That's why it doesn't matter. Okay, let's step through this in the short amount of time we have left. Religious people credit everything to God. Okay, so the child was born. It's God's will, but the child was born dead. Well, that was God's will. The child has leukemia. Well, it's God's will that the child, but the leukemia goes away. Well, that was God's will. Right, there's a hurricane. That was God. Everything is God's will. It explains everything away. God has a plan for me. Right? I make mistakes. Doesn't matter because God has a plan for me. It's God's will. And we got global warming. Well, this year it was hotter than average. What's global warming? Well, this year it was colder than average. Well, that's global warming. This year there were more hurricanes than ever. Well, that was because of global warming. It's extreme weather. Well, this year there were fewer hurricanes than ever before. Well, that's extreme weather. It's because of global warming. See, everything is because of global warming. And everything is racism. It's all racism. It's racism all the way down. Everybody clings to racism. Not just the left, not just the SJWs. Everybody clings to racism. And I think it's because everybody's so terrified of it. Oh, it's so scary. To put the people who are the most genetically related to you, and of course we'll say that genetics isn't real science, right? That's whatever this fucking code word was over here, biological reality. Right, it's oversimplified, outdated, and irrelevant to think that people who, like say for example, my sisters or brothers or parents or children, the idea that they are more genetically related to me than people on the other side of the planet, that's obviously oversimplified, outdated, and irrelevant. The idea that you would put the people most genetically related to you and the people with whom you have spent the majority of your life and the people with whom you best identify, that you would put their needs before the needs of other people, well, there's obviously something wrong with you, right? And to their credit, you don't see any non-white people behaving this way. You don't see black people running around talking about how white lives matter. Because they're not stupid. They are smart enough to put their own self-interest before the self-interest of other people. Credit where credit is due.